This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban on Tuesday released a prominent Afghan TV station owner who was detained for 2 days, according to the independent media monitoring group, Afghanistan's Journalist Center. The Taliban did not say why Mohammad Arif Nouri, the founder and owner of Noorin Television, was detained. The media monitoring group said it condemns the arbitrary detention of Mr. Nouri, calling it, quote, an infringement of press freedom. The younger Nouri accused Taliban forces of searching his family's house without a warrant before taking his father to an unknown location. The motive for the elder Nouri's arrest remains uncertain. The Afghanistan Independent Journalist Association said it had been told by a Taliban spokesman that Nouri's arrest was not related to his media activities. The Taliban takeover has decimated Afghanistan's media. A joint survey by the Afghan Independent Journalist Group and Reporters Without Borders released last week found that at least 40% of the country's media outlets have disappeared. It also found more than 80% of Afghan women journalists have lost their jobs over the past 4 months. In related news, witnesses say Taliban security forces fired warning shots Tuesday to disperse a group of female activists in Kabul who were protesting restrictions placed on women in the country. The protest comes 2 days after the ministry issued curbs on how far women could travel unaccompanied from their homes. The women marched through the streets of the Afghan capital toward the Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, which enforces Islamic law as interpreted by the Taliban. Until the collapse of the Western-backed government in August, the building housed the Women's Affairs Ministry. This is VOA News. The Associated Press is reporting that the Nicaraguan government has seized the former embassy and diplomatic offices of Taiwan, saying they belong to China. President Daniel Ortega's government broke off relations with Taiwan this month, saying it would recognize only the mainland government. Before departing, Taiwanese diplomats attempted to donate the properties to the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Managua. But Ortega's government said late Sunday that any such donation would be invalid and that the building in an upscale Managua neighborhood belongs to China. Taiwan's Foreign Relations Ministry called Nicaragua's actions, quote, gravely illegal actions of the Ortega regime. It said the Nicaraguan government had violated standard procedures by giving Taiwanese diplomats just 2 weeks to get out of the country. Japan said Tuesday it plans to put a Japanese astronaut on the moon sometime in the late 2020s. According to a draft schedule of the plan, that person will travel to the moon as part of the Artemis program. It's an initiative by the U.S. space agency NASA to send humans back to the lunar surface. The plan also lists Japan's hopes to launch a probe to Mars in 2024, along with finding ways to generate solar electricity in space. In the western United States, 4 people are dead after a shooting spree in Denver, Colorado, Monday. The shooting began when the suspected gunman shot and killed 2 women in downtown Denver. After fleeing the scene by car, the suspect killed a man in a Denver neighborhood and then drove into the nearby city of Lakewood, where he shot and killed a 4th victim. The suspect was eventually shot and killed after a car chase and a gun battle with police. 3 other people were wounded in the rampage, including a Lakewood police officer. Police say they don't yet know a motive for the shootings. Syrian state media reported that Israeli missiles fired from the Mediterranean Sea have hit the Syrian port of Latakia, causing fires and major damage. The state news agency Sana'a said the strikes took place in the early hours of Tuesday. The missiles were reported to have hit a container yard in the port. Latakia is Syria's main commercial port, and the Israeli attack is the 2nd to target the area this month. Israel has carried out numerous airstrikes against targets in Syrian territory since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011. Israel rarely comments on individual strikes, but has acknowledged targeting Iran-backed forces and shipments in order to prevent Iran getting a foothold in Syria. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA1.